Blog Talk Radio.
If it's smooth jazz, then the Jazz Queen and Mike Reynolds are talking about it on Talking Smooth Jazz, the smoothest show on internet radio. Your hosts, the Jazz Queen and Mike Reynolds.
Hello and welcome to Talking Smooth Jazz. It is Sunday, August 21st, 2016. My name is Terry, a.k.a. the Jazz Queen. I'm here along with my co-host, Mike Reynolds. Mike, how are you?
I'm doing great today, Terry. How are you doing today?
Good, good. If you would like to join us in the chat room, please go to TalkingSmoothJazz.com. And just above Keiko's picture is Listen. You can click on that. That will bring you into our profile show page. Below that is the chat room. The phone number is 646-716-5485, 646-716-5485. Internationally acclaimed and celebrated pianist, composer, and humanitarian, Keiko Matsui marks the 30th anniversary of her recording debut with Journey to the Heart, and she literally just stepped inside her home from traveling. So welcome to the show, Keiko.
Thank you so much for having me. I'm so glad I made it in time.
I'm glad you made it in time, too. So how did your show go last night?
Oh, great. I was performing in Fresno, and it was beautiful old theater called the Tower Theater. And the night before, we had off, but the two before was we performed in Livermore and also Yoshi's Oakland. So this is like beginning of my new journey for the Journey to the Heart.
Oh, I see. Okay, so you were busy. You were busy. Well, the first time I saw you perform, Keiko, was here in Las Vegas, where I live. Mike is in Baltimore, by the way. And it was maybe 6-7 years ago that I saw you.
Okay.
Joaquin Joyner was with you at the time. And I really, really enjoyed that show. It was so nice. And I have been like a fan of yours ever since, attending your concerts.
Oh, happy to hear.
Yes, yes, I really enjoyed that. And congratulations on the 30th anniversary of the debut of your recording, A Drop of Water.
Oh, yes, right. It's amazing, like this long time, but I just feel so grateful because of my fans. They are waiting for me for the show and the new album. That's why I could come this far. So this new album is like my gift. Giving back to my fans with my expression of gratitude.
Oh, good, good. So tell us a little bit about this Journey to the Heart, and when did you start recording this?
Yes, so this recording was at the United Recording Studio in Hollywood in April. But actually, before the recording, I spent more time to compose. So actually, I started composing from end of January. And for this particular album, I went to Catalina Island in California, where my favorite place. So I spent the time there and I started composing. And I collected more than 100 motifs. And then middle of U.S. and Eastern European tour, at the last minute, I selected the best 10 out of it, and then bring into the studio for the recording.
Okay. Now, what was it about Catalina Island that inspired you so?
Well, Catalina, since I performed at the Catalina Jazz Festival way before beginning of my career. Since then, Catalina Island is my favorite place in California. So sometime without performing, I just visit there and listening to the wave and just being there heals me. So this time, just I wanted to go there and I commute to the piano in the casino and I wanted to start from there.
Okay. So, yes, Catalina Island is beautiful.
So many songs was born while I was there this time.
Okay. All right. Mm-hmm. And let's talk about the artists that worked with you on this CD. Tell us about them.
Okay. Well, this is, for me, this is like my first album, which was made with as an acoustic project. Mm-hmm. And this project happened, was born from last year when I did a Japan tour at the... I did Japan tour, and I decided, okay, I have been performing with the electric band for over 25 years, and just I feel I want to try different style. And I met the bassist, Carlitos Del Puerto, who is from Cuba. He's performing with Barbara Streisand right now on tour. And I just met him through the Bob James, who is my longtime friend, forehand piano partner. So he was performing with Bob, and I met Carlitos, and Carlitos introduced me to the Jimmy Brownlee, who is also from Cuba, the drummer, great drummer. So we started this acoustic project, and for this particular album, Carlitos arranged and produced. So he invited me, he introduced me, Ramon Sargeno, from a guitarist from Peru, and Luis Quintero, the percussionist from Venezuela. So this is the original kind of core group of this project.
Wow, impressive, very impressive. Now, my question is, you know, you are celebrating 30 years in the industry, and this recording is your 27th. Record out and everything. Mm-hmm. So with so much touring that you do, and how do you find the time to record? Because that's like almost an album every year.
Right. So it is hard. I cannot do recording and touring at the same time. And I want to spend some special time for the composing. Composing is very important of my progress. So that's why some year I released every year, but from 2007, I spent more time the distance between the album, because I was so busy touring and no time to create. So that 3-4 album is like 2-3 years apart.
Okay. Wow. Now you live in California, but you also live in Japan part of the time. Uh-huh. How much time do you spend between the two? When you're recording your music.
Yeah. So lately, I think I spend altogether maybe. About 10 months in overseas, maybe altogether 2 months in Japan, in Tokyo.
Okay.
And so wherever I have been traveling so much, so I said, I live in the air.
Mm-hmm.
I have a place in South Bay, but I don't stay in this apartment so much, because I just come back and repack. Like today, I came back, but I'm leaving to Hawaii, Blue Note Show, tomorrow morning. So it's like pack, unpack, and go.
Yes, wow. You're a very busy lady. And that's a good thing, because, you know, there are some artists out there that are not busy. And not touring and playing as much. So.
Yeah, just I feel fortunate because, place to share my music. So I'm looking forward to it. And for me, this is like my mission to dedicate my show. And really, we share same air, and we can increase the peaceful harmony. So that's my mission.
Okay. All right. Well, there are 10 tracks on A Journey to the Heart, and beautiful music. I mean, I can visually see you playing this, you know, at a concert. Definitely. So I'm going to start with the title track, Journey to the Heart, and play that.
Okay.
Tell me about this one.
This melody came to me, and also this is like a kind of epic. And the journey that I look back about life, and up to here, I felt the last 30 years, I was sharing everything with my fans. And the journey to the heart meaning fans' heart, and also journey to my inner self, which is like discovering myself. So it has double meaning. And I invited the string, beautiful string section to it.
Yes, yes. I love strings in a song. Yes, indeed.
Yeah?
Yes, okay. I do. Yes. All right, this is the title track from Keiko Masui's new release, Journey to the Heart.
Thank you.
The beautiful title track from Keiko Matsui's new release, Journey to the Heart. And you heard guitarist Ramon Stagnaro in there as well. Very nice. Yes. Very nice.
Thank you. Mm-hmm. Thank you very much.
Now, I have a question about, you know, like I said, you've been in the business for 30 years, and I read that, you know, you've conceived over 100 different melodies, but you chose the 10, you settled on the 10 that was featured on the CD. But in doing so, you also recorded a lot of this stuff on your iPhone in a small recorder. And and my point is, you know, I guess over the years you've kind of gotten into the whole technology thing and used that to your advantage, because in back in the past you wouldn't be able to do that in the past, you know, record where you were at.
Well, of course, nowadays everybody has nice recording system at home, but I travel so much, and I'm so analog person, you know. That's why I carry my music sheet and notebook and my pencil, and also, of course, I have an iPhone and some recorder. So wherever I receive melody, I just record it or just write it down. And those progress are like, for me, it's like a ritual. I have been doing for many years like this way, and I like this way. And at last, when I select the melody, 10 best out of 100, and then still I need to develop and complete the melody and also talk with the arrangement, with the producer and arrangers. So it's a lot of progress after that.
Yeah, wow.
In your 30 years in the business, Keiko, you have your choice of working with any artist that you want to, and I'm sure that they would be more than happy to work with you. But on this new CD, which is a new acoustic CD for you, a new direction, your work, you chose these particular artists. Is there a particular reason why you chose them as opposed to going with, you know, more mainstream artists?
Oh, well, in this acoustic and jazz, Latin music, even including pop music, they are in different way, they are mainstream, great, amazing players. Amazing musicians, and especially this time, I decided to go with the acoustic project. So for me, because I met Carlitos and Jimmy and started the tour last year, and which was like all the material what I have, my compositions, all the material into this this form. So arrangement and the approach is totally different, but still I'm representing my melody, and also additional to that, enjoying some free space and express myself more at the piano. So that's why this is very challenging, but it was quite a fresh experience. So based on that, this album started. And this one, you know, it was really like no programming and just organic way and very handmade. And we just get together in the studio and we did it. We nailed the 10 songs almost like in 2 days. So that's kind of we were doing this kind of thing way before. And, of course, technology became better and better, so there are many ways, like a musician doesn't need to meet, and they can send a file each other, and even in different countries you can do that. But especially this particular project, I wanted to do really organic, acoustic, analog way, so I'm very happy about it. And also the engineer, Don Murray, he's a great sound engineer and a recording engineer. He mixed everything, and it was he captured the beauty of the acoustic sound, also our energy, and also the layer of the mixing was perfect for my song, so I'm very happy about it.
And you also have a harmonica player on this release.
Oh, yes.
Tell us about him. About uh-huh. him.
Yes, I was going to mention. So two songs, I invited the harmonica player, who is another great, amazing player, originally from Sweden, and he lives in New York. His name is Gregor Mallet. And because of my previous manager, he managed him, so I met him a few years ago. And I just loved his sound. So this time I invited him. And he is very popular, like Herbie Hancock, Wayne Shorter, and Marcus Miller. They know him, and they invited him to play with them. And also he did a duet with Stevie Wonder at NAMM show. So he's very popular in different genre.
Okay. Now, what two songs is he on the CD?
Oh, he plays on the Casablanca and also Two Harbors.
Okay. All right. Well, let's listen to Two Harbors. And this is featuring the harmonica player, Gregory Mallet. All right, Two Harbors.
Thank you.
That was Two Harbors from Keiko Matsui's new release, Journey to the Heart. I have a question from the chat room, Keiko, from Ollie. He wants to know if you've done any music for movies.
Oh, movie. Yes, my first composition for, as a professional was when I was 18. I wrote for the movie soundtrack. But since then, I have interest towards the movie soundtrack, which composed for the visual. And I did some composing for the TV drama or TV theme. So I have done that.
Okay. All right. Now, you released your debut project in 1987. Mm-hmm. It's called A Drop of Water. How is your journey been, you know, in the music business and traveling and doing your concerts since that release?
Mm-hmm. Well, at the beginning, I was not imagining, developing my career in U.S. at all. But somehow, without me going there, just my music started working. It's like, it's interesting. So beginning, the Drop of Water became the recommended album for the Tower Records on that year for Independence Day. And then gradually my songs were played on the radio.
Mm-hmm.
And then agent told me I should start my own concert. And I started from small club in Santa Monica. And then next year, I was doing opening performance for Miles Davis and George Benson. So then start doing my own show because it was quite an experience, great to share the stage. And at the same time, we got so much standing ovation, so that was kind of a good rumor. Keiko got too much standing ovation as an opening act. Anyway, that's kind of nice comment for me. But then I started doing my own show and traveling so much. And just beginning was just the Bay Area in California, but gradually going to East Side, East Coast, and many different parts of U.S. Then one year, I think around the Bridge Over the Stars became number one on the radio. I made a PBS special TV program. And that TV program was aired by satellite in Africa and also Europe. So since then, without me going there, my fans grow in different continents of the world. So that's kind of expanding time for me.
Okay. Now, I have your Live in Tokyo DVD CD set, and I was reading the liner notes, and you were telling the story about your first concert at a venue called At My Place, and Carl Anderson, and Carl Anderson told you that there were people lined up for blocks to see you. This is for your first concert, so... Was that a big surprise for you?
Yes, big surprise. I worried about how many people are coming to the show. And then after the sound check or something, Carl told me that, Keiko, people are lying more than two, three blocks. And wow, so that was a great surprise for me. And of course, that time Carl was still on this earth. He is already in the heaven. But it was so honored to have him, great vocalist and great human being. He was a guest and he sang the title track, Drop of Water, with me. So that was great.
Oh, okay. All right. All right. So, Keiko, I'm going to let you pick the next song.
Oh, okay. Let's see. So, well, would you like to go with the first song, first single,
okay.
Moving On? This is this melody, when this melody come to me and it was sticking in my head and telling me, okay, this is the one. And after the recording, everybody picked this song is the first single. So, and it's really positive, high energy song. And I'm enjoying performing at the live right now.
Oh, okay. All right. This is Moving mm-hmm. On. That was Moving On from Keiko Matsui's new release, Journey to the Heart. That's a nice one there. I'd like to read a review from Ronald Jackson from the smoothjazzride.com. He said, in part, with a new collection of all original material, did you expect anything less? And a new musical canvas, the lovely and petite Japanese powerhouse takes us aboard her own magic carpet of musical ecstasy, and we're off to new and wondrous lands again. Keiko Matsui should truly have a place in the musical dictionary for those seeking the definition of complete musical excellence. Every single one of her albums in her decades-long career bear this out. Triple A-plus effort. And you can read the full review on the smoothjazzride.com. Nice review there. So, Keiko, of your 27 albums, which one moved you the most during production or once it was completed?
Let's see. Well, I can say that at this point, I can pick this one, new one,
okay,
because for me, it's totally new journey. But every progress, especially after the road, Soul Quest, and this one, every step is discovering myself and a very important time in my life, the stage of life. So it is every chapter is so strongly has impact to myself. With this new album, it is really a new challenge with the acoustic group. So I can pick at this point, I can pick this one.
Okay. All right. And which one do you think was your breakthrough album?
Breakthrough album. Oh, okay. There are several, I'm not sure, but the Deep Blue, the album called Deep Blue, became number one on the Billboard chart. That was 15 years ago. And That is a very special album for me, too. And still, I perform Deep Blue, the title track, as a piano solo at the concert sometime. And this Journey to the Heart, debut number one on the Billboard chart, was another hit for me, 15 years later. I hit that again. So Deep Blue and this one, and also Safari, which was released in 1995. And that time I had a second daughter, and that time I reduced my concert. I mean, I didn't do much touring, but the song Safari was a hit. So without me doing tour much, but the album became more popular that time.
Okay.
Yeah.
Cool. All right.
And also Bridge Over the Stars, which was I cannot recall, but which was before that, after that, Bridge Over the Stars is around there. That time, from DreamWalk, that album became popular because of Bridge Over the Stars.
Okay.
Cool.
All right.
Cool work. Now you have been supporting a lot of organizations over the years, as far as the breast cancer organizations, food, the hunger organizations, and things like that. Now, was that always in you to do that in the beginning, or that's just something that came out as these events happened, and you wanted to kind of donate some money and royalties to these organizations?
Oh, well, most of the time I dedicate my music, not like donating money kind of thing, because as a performer, as a performer in U.S., there are lots of opportunity. I get contact from organizations, and then when I thought about myself, I'm healthy and I can travel with my music. So always I feel that I want to give back something back through my music. And when I learn each chord, and it is very hard to tell that really you can support this chord directly or not, right? So
yeah.
Whenever I got approached from like breast cancer awareness people or like bone marrow donor program or against hunger in Africa, all these codes which I dedicated my music was, I learned about the organization and the codes, and when I felt really this is important and I can really dedicate music and reach to them. So when I found that opportunity, I have been doing that charity work.
Okay. Ali wants to know if your daughters are following in your footsteps.
Well, my daughters started piano lesson from 5 years old, like I did, but they found their own interest. So my older daughter is into dance, so she's choreographing and also teaching dance, and she dance too. And little one is really good with the piano and singing, and she was interested in musical, and but at the moment she's thinking about I don't know, but I think they found own interest.
Okay.
But
okay.
As long as they are happy, I'm happy and to happy to support them.
Yes, yes. Keiko, I wanted to mention that I was on the Dave Koz cruise in February, and really enjoyed your shows there. But I really enjoyed the calligraphy class that you taught. That was a lot of fun.
Were there.
Yes,
oh,
that was
yes,
a lot of
yes.
fun.
That's very special thing. I never done that before on the other cruise or anything. And just when Dave asked me, maybe Keiko-san, would you do some special thing related to Japan? And he mentioned about the tea ceremony, but I said, no, I learned quite just a short time, so I don't want to do that. But calligraphy, Japanese calligraphy,
yes.
I'm doing every year when I the new year, and January 2nd is the first writing. So that's kind of tradition thing in my family, and I have been doing. So that's why I said, okay, Japanese calligraphy, I'd love to do it. So I'm not a professional teacher, but I'm enjoying sharing this progress, and everybody seems to see, and also trying to write by yourself
yes.
with a brush and ink.
Yeah.
So it is
yeah,
quite interesting time for me too.
Yes, it was really interesting to see you write it and talk about the paper, the special paper that's used. I didn't
right.
come up and do any writing myself, but it was really fun to see the other people come up and write something up.
Uh-huh.
I really like that. Uh-huh. I really enjoyed it a lot.
Oh, yeah? Oh,
yeah.
Glad to hear. Thank you.
Yeah, mm-hmm. yeah. All right, Mike, do you have any other questions?
No, not a lot of questions. No.
All right. Well, Keiko, we're going to let you go so you can rest up for your next trip to Hawaii, your next show.
Okay. Mm-hmm, thank you
but,
very much.
Oh, you're welcome. Just before you go, let everyone know where they can find you on social media.
Oh, yes. My official website is keikomatsu.com, and I just renewed the whole page, so please visit. And also Facebook, the artist page, and Keiko Matsui Jazz on Instagram and Twitter.
Mm-hmm.
So please visit, and I'm trying to add more pictures and sharing my thoughts. So I hope you can find me, and please come to show, and let's rock together.
Yes, indeed. And if you have not seen Keiko Matsui live, she brings
awesome.
Beauty and grace and
yeah.
elegance and humor to the stage. Treat yourself to one of her concerts. You would love it. Absolutely love it. Definitely. Definitely. Thank you so much for giving us the opportunity to speak with you.
Thank you for having me. Great to share. Thank you so much.
All right. Safe travels to Hawaii and have a great show.
Okay. Okay.
All right.
Thank you. See you soon.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Yeah,
have a good one. Mm-hmm.
Bye. All right, that was Keiko Matsui. Her new CD is called Journey to the Heart. You'll find it on her website, keikomatsui.com and Amazon. I love going to her concerts. Going to her concerts. Yeah. All right, Mike, can we talk about Ken Levinson for a minute?
Sure, yes.
I woke up this morning to the news.
Yeah,
that Ken Levinson passed away. And for those of you who don't know who he is, Ken Levinson started the Smooth Jazz Spot on Facebook. It is one of the largest contemporary jazz groups on Facebook. It has over 77,000 members. He also created subgroups for each state so that I or Mike or whatever state you're in, you can post jazz-related events in that subgroup. And so we learned that he passed away last night or yesterday, and I was in complete shock about that.
Yeah,
so
I was too. You know, I've never met Ken personally, but we've talked over the phone and everything a few times because, you know, he would travel to a lot of the jazz festivals around the country, and he was a huge supporter of the genre. And, you know, a lot of the guys knew him, and he was really adamant about, you know, connecting people through, you know, the genre that we all love and everything. So that's what made him, you know, put these groups, that the Smooth Jazz Spot and the subgroups together and everything.
Yes, and he was on the Dave Carr's cruise in February, but I didn't know that until afterwards. So I wish I had I wish I had known and I would have tracked him down to meet him, but I'm sorry for the loss. My thoughts and prayers go out to his family, and it's just, wow, you know, it's something you just don't want to wake up to in the morning and read. I was really shocked. So, thoughts and prayers to his family. All right. Thanks to the guests, 612 and Ollie, for hanging out in the chat room. I'm going to close the show with another song from Keiko's new CD, Journey to the Heart. This song is called Butterfly. Mike, you have anything else to add?
Nothing else to add. Like, Keiko does put on an excellent show. I just recently saw her. It was in Carolina. She played last year in 2015 in Carolina with Nick and Najee, and she put on an excellent performance and everything. And she normally comes here to the DC area a lot and everything. When she comes to the DC area, I mean, it's packed. So when she comes, you better get your ticket early. So if not,
that's
you'll
right.
be the, great show. So yeah, definitely have to go check her out if you've never seen her before.
Yes, definitely go check her out. Thanks again to Keiko Matsui, and also my thanks to Bill Kaysen for his assistance in scheduling the interview for her. All right, you've been listening to Talking Smooth Jazz with your host, the Jazz Queen,
and Mike Reynolds,
and we look forward to talking smooth jazz with you again next time. This is Butterfly. Have a great day, everyone. Thank you.
thank you for listening to Talking Smooth Jazz. Please visit our websites, TalkingSmoothJazz.com and Mastermind-Entertainment.com. Join our Facebook fan and group pages and follow us on Twitter at Jazz_Queen and The Daily Grind. That's THA Daily Grind.